90.3 with our fashionista. I love Joan. So three trends. What are the three trends?
So before I announce my favorite three trends for the fall season, you know, the fall season actually launches in February.
Oh, God.
You know,
Are you serious?
Well, they show the fall looks and trends on the February runways. Okay. So now it's here and we're waiting and we're excited. And three of my favorite trends that I think most women can embrace is the color magenta.
Love it.
Right? You know what magenta is.
Is it a red?
No,
it's purpley.
It's a purpley pink.
Fuchsia. Magenta.
So it's a purpley pink. Yeah. So I was right. Is it a red? You just could have said yes. It is a red.
It's not red.
It's a purpley pink.
Wrong.
You said pink is in there. Anyway, go ahead. Just give me purpley pink.
And women, but you have to remember, you have to wear the right hue, because there's a blue hue of magenta and a little hue of yellow underneath there. So make sure you wear the right hue. Right.
Okay, fine.
It can go.
I'm writing this down.
Okay, and then the animal print will never go away.
Yeah.
It's back in full force.
Really?
And it's like, can you wear animal print on the news at all?
We can. I generally don't, because it's usually a little too busy.
Right. Well, I just wondered if they said stay away from patterns prints.
Generally, you do stay away from patterns.
On TV, you're talking.
Things have changed to where you can wear some patterns, but they appreciate solids.
Yeah. No, and I appreciate solids, too, because there's a lot going on. You know, they really want us to focus on
the news.
The breaking news. So, anyways, animal print's never going to go away.
So far, magenta and animal prints.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then ruching. Do you know what it is?
I didn't know what magenta was. What's ruching?
I don't even know what that is.
Ruching is like it's a scrunched up detail. So ruching occurs when you take like a solid seam and there's a corded piece underneath, and you can kind of control the ruching. It's like a scrunchy.
You can't describe something by using the word
scrunchy.
Okay? No, ruching.
Ruching. So it ruches up. It kind of scrunches the material.
Okay.
And it gives a soft fold, and it can be asymmetrical or vertical.
Okay.
And it just creates a more interesting pattern, if you will, without using patterns. Mm-hmm. So those are my three favorite trends for the season. I bet you can't wait to see them. I'm going to wear them all, just so you know.
Really?
Yeah.
What's fuchsia?
Fuchsia.
What color is fuchsia?
Magenta.
Bright pink.
Wait. Basically the same.
Because you told me that fuchsia and magenta, magenta was purple.
Yes.
And fuchsia is what?
It's like a purple, it's a purpley color.
We have too many names for these
purpley
things.
Pink.
Well, you can blame Crayola on that one.
I know.
That's all I'm saying.
Because I do love the names. Fuchsia and magenta are two of my favorite color names. I love
those.
Here's
Christy.
All right,
fuchsia is a vivid purplish red color.
Oh. And magenta is...
I knew that was going to come up.
Let me look up magenta. I know, so he's right.
I knew they were going to combine the two colors.
Mm-hmm.
Magenta.
Let's get back to the animal print conversation.
Color that purplish red.
Purplish
red. So they're the same thing, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what we said.
Fuchsia, magenta. Just wear it, Tony.
We're going to continue this.
I think you have some in your closet.
I definitely do. You know me. I love colors.
I know.
Ruching.
What did you call it? Ruching?
Ruching.
R-U-C-H-I-N-G.
You can find you some ruching magenta.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh. That'll be interesting.
All right. I'm so glad I'm a boy.